I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. In Bangladesh, many of the monsoon-flooded areas report food shortages and waterborne diseases. Food for the Hungry's Ben Homan says with close to 200 workers on the ground, they have the capacity to respond, but not the supplies. Their relief response provides ministry.
This is a tremendous opportunity for people to experience the power of God's rescuing in a physical sense, and that can communicate along with the compassionate, prayerful conversation that accompanies a heartfelt response. It becomes very powerful in this kind of situation.
Meanwhile, Europe has followed a secular path, and in some places, apathy is slowly strangling the church to death. That's left the door wide open for Islam. Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton says that's where Operation Bear Your Bookshelf can help.
Islam is really taking Europe by storm, and we want to combat that. And what we're going to be seeking are the names and addresses of missionaries who are currently serving in Europe, who are in need of receiving free Bibles and Christian books in English.
And China is now in the final year countdown to the Beijing Olympics. The games will be held August 8th through the 24th, 2008. Open Doors USA is also marking the one-year mark by officially launching its one-minute, one-year, one-country prayer campaign. The goal of the campaign is to unite believers in the West to pray for their persecuted Chinese brothers and sisters in faith. Already over 500 prayer warriors have signed up to participate in the campaign. Go to our website to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims around the world. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.